Good morning. Come on in. Come on in. So excited y'all are here. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Come on in. My favorite day of the week. Y'all know it's my favorite day of the week. It's my favorite day of the week. Wednesday. I look forward to it. I get excited about it. And I'm just so excited to see y'all. Snowy Colorado. Girl, I went to get my nails done this morning. I had my top down on my convertible. There's that. My nail guy met me at 8 o'clock this morning, so I get my nails done. And then I never do this, but I stopped by Starbucks and look what's on my cup. You rock. You know what? I got that cup and I looked at the barista lady and I was like, you're right. I do. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing that in me because I do rock. Take it where you can get it, right? No, I got this cup for a reason because I do rock. Chili Dublin. Dublin. Oh my gosh. Happy hump day from San Diego. Gosh, I love sitting here and seeing y'all from wherever y'all are from. That's my favorite thing. Show us your nails. I just got plain. And then I've got a wedding next weekend to go to. And so I got a brighter color on my toes, but I just got plain. I got neutral. And I also rock. So there's that. Yeah, because I'm going, I got outfits for the whole weekend. You know how it is when you go to a wedding. You got the welcome dinner and then you got the wedding and then you got the we've been invited to the brunch on Sunday and everything. So it's gonna be big, it's big goings on. Anna Maria Island. Oh my gosh, in Florida, I love that. All right, let's get to getting. This month in No BS, we are talking about finish what you start. And so we've been getting emails, y'all, about how good this course is. It's 15 minutes. The course is 15 minutes long. That's what I'm telling y'all. The whole course. And people are like, oh my gosh, it's so good. I've already listened to the whole thing and blah, 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 blah. And y'all, it's literally been on the website for a long time. Not a long time, probably a year or something. We have these gems over here on this here website, nobswomen.com. We pulled it up because I was listening, I've been listening to the old content. And I'm like, y'all, this is so good. I mean, it is so good. So, we pulled it back up. So there's all these little gems. Yeah, Corinne's hair was longer then. I'm just gonna tell you, this travel is literally been a travel through Corinne's hairdos. Listening to this old content, but we have these gems over there on the website that like nobody's been using. And so, oh yeah, no, you've already done them, Veronica. But we did it at the end of December 2024 before the end of the year workshop. Thank you, Jane. But here's the thing, we did it at the end of 2024. Now here we are, middle of 2026. And this is why I wanted to bring it back up. Because our whys have to change. It every so often, just like you have to recalibrate your enough. You have got to go back and look at your whys. Your whys are only compelling if they're still whys. So for a lot of us, we start out with a set of whys, and then as we move through weight loss, some of them fall off. They're not as important anymore, or we just change and grow, and then we have new goals and new things that we want to achieve. Our life circumstance changes. Like when we did it in 2024, I had kids that weren't married. I had, kids that live closer to home. Now they're all gone. So like everything, like seriously, changes over time. So that's one of those things that like every year, year and a half, you need to relook at them. It's not like set it and forget it, like that infomercial. It's not like that. You've got to go back and relook at them. We had Annette said it would be brand new to me if it was more than a week ago. Yes. So but we have to go back and relook at it. Yeah, it's still like new. Yeah, it is really amazing because Corinne was coaching somebody one time and she was talking about her whys. And she was like, she was gaining weight. She was gaining some weight back, not a lot, but a few pounds. And Corinne was like, what is your why? And she was like, I want to be able to get in the floor with my grandkids and blah, blah, blah. And she lost 100 pounds. And Corinne was like, well, can't you do that now? And she was like, well, yeah. She was like, no wonder it's not compelling. All your whys are stuff you do already. So we've got to go back and look at them. But I thought this was really interesting. So the first worksheet for this week is talking about the fears that we have in weight loss, like what we are afraid of. And so I put on my 265 pound MJ brain. When I, because my story is I decided never to lose weight again, never wanted to lose weight. It was never going to happen for me because I sucked at weight loss. And I had given it up. And so then, whenever I finally decided to try one more time, I had, I put my brain of that on. What was I thinking? So, in the guide, in Finish What You Start, is the first lesson is all about what are your fears of trying to lose weight. So I put down my three fears. I did. I put on my 265 pound hat, and I'm like, I have it on. So my biggest fears were it's going to be too hard, because what have I always known about weight loss at that point? I had never done Corinne. I had never known that it could be easier than I thought it was. Like, it was always like climbing up a hill both ways in the snow. That was what weight loss was. And so I had a belief that it was hard. I'm just going to gain it all back anyway. So why even bother? That was my biggest one, actually. And then third, it's going to take forever, forever. And then the next question is, why is this time going to be different? So these are all the things I told myself when I was getting ready to join No BS. I've always been told what to eat, and this time I get to pick what I'm going to have. I've always had to starve, and this time that's the last thing they want me to do. And I have basically 24/7 support that I've never had before. So that was how this time was going to be different. So then it says pick one and reframe it. I reframed all three because I feel like a lot of people have these same thoughts. So for it's going to be too hard, I just put it's going to be different. And there will be a learning curve, but I've learned things before and it wasn't that bad. Now, I want you to notice that my reframe was it's going to be easy from it will be hard. I showed myself some evidence that I had learned new things in the past, right? That's very important. I've learned things before. I'm sure I can learn this. Yes, acknowledge, yes, it is going to feel different. There is a learning curve. When there's a learning curve, you got to put forth a little bit of an effort. But maybe it's not as hard as I think it's going to be. Then for the next one, I'm just going to gain it all the way back anyway. Everyone who was successful at weight loss failed until the last time. That's it. Everybody who has lost weight and is living happily in maintenance, this is the first time that's ever happened for them. If they're doing it long term, every other time they failed. So maybe I could be like them. Maybe this might be my last time. Or you could also say you gained it back because you never found a way for it to be sustainable. This way is. It goes back to why this is different. And then finally, it's going to take forever. Every day you put it off is a day longer. The goal isn't speed, it's building a new life and relationship with food. Every pound gets you one step closer. So that's what I came up with in my brain that I have in my head. I encourage y'all to do that as well. Even if you are losing weight, poke around in that brain of yours and see if there's still any fears. Because I'm going to just tell you, even if you're in maintenance, probably for the first year and a half in maintenance, I was scared to death. There was still a lot of fear in my brain about regain. And you can absolutely do this exercise even if you are in maintenance. So that's what I want to tell you. Go ahead and do it. And then one thing I've been hearing a lot of, we got new members. We got new members coming. And this is what I hear. And I hear this inside the membership too. And it made me think today. I've been thinking about it. What I hear all the time from members, new members and the oldies, the OGs, is I'm struggling with getting my water in. I'm struggling with finding enough. I'm struggling with nighttime eating. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with bites, licks, and taste. Can we just quit saying struggling, y'all? I'm tired of struggling. Struggle is like a fight. It's like you're putting on like your armor and you're like going into battle, right? Like struggle is like, finding your way out of a wet paper bag or something, like a struggle, like you're like a fight. It feels so hard to me. It just feels super hard. Can we just be figuring it out? I just hadn't found the way yet. Can it just be that? Your words have power. Yeah. But I just think if we could just get rid, every time you catch yourself saying struggle, be like, I'm not struggling. I'm willing to check off boxes and try stuff. I just hadn't figured out the right way yet, the way that works for me yet. And a lot of times, struggle means what I'm finding too is struggle to y'all means perfection. If it's not perfect, I'm struggling. It's not supposed to be perfect. Stacy, it's fine. You didn't hear that part of my speech. Tracy said, Stacy said, and of course, I just submitted my question, started with, I'm struggling with. It's okay. Look, we're not going to get it perfect, but I just, struggling was your life before you got here. Karen Brent coming in hot with a quote of the day. Yeah, but I just like, I just, when you say struggle, I just feel like it sets us up for it to be hard, harder than it is. That's all I'm going to say. I've been a lot about words lately and what we say to ourselves. And, I talked about right question, right answer a couple weeks ago or last, I don't even know when, but I just think that whatever we tell our brains, like we always tell our brains, like your brain is like you have to tell it where to go. It's like a toddler all the time, right? Like it's a toddler, you have to keep directing it and telling it, like, no, we're going over here, no, we're going over there, whatever. And I just feel like what we put in, like it's a computer, what we put in, we know what struggle means. And if we continue to put in struggle, it's going to be like, oh, that's hard. That's hard. Struggle. Like you're ready to fight for battle. So, just thinking. I'm figuring out how to. Yes. All right. Start posting the Q&A, folks. Here's what happens. I beg y'all to post in the Q&A. Nobody posts in the Q&A. Then we get about 20 minutes left, and I'm like, y'all post in the Q&A, and then y'all post all in the Q&A, and then I don't have time to answer it. So post in the love it. Sandy. I'm struggling. This is gonna make me laugh now. I'm trying to figure out, or I haven't figured out, how much is enough. Love it. I know enough should be 3 to 4 hours. I think it should be really like, 4 to 5 hours. But overall, I feel like even listening to cues, I'm afraid I could still be overeating calorie-wise. I've lost 1 pound in 3 months. How do we know hunger to enough equals a deficit to lose weight? It just does. It just does. I promise you. I promise you. So here's the thing I want you to think about. If you've only lost a pound in, well, how long did you say? In 3 months, I know you are still overeating. We're going to throw calories out the window. We're going to just throw them out the window. Because here's the thing. If you really are following hunger and enough, there will be some days that you get over whatever app tells you you're supposed to have. And there will be days that you get under. But over time, it is, about right. Just the same as if you're counting calories, you're going to sometimes go over and sometimes you're going to go under. It's just life, right? Whether you're listening to your body or you're listening to an app. So you are somehow still overeating. So here's what I want you to do. I want you just to figure out, and I want you to think about this because, I'm going back through start again. Enough is not an amount. Enough is an emotional skill. I'm going to say that one more time. It's not an amount. It's an emotional skill. So you've got physical enough and you've got emotional enough. There's two different things. Physical enough is I have got enough. I am topped off. I can go about 4 or 5 hours. I'm good physically. But then emotional enough are all the thoughts that come in, the negotiations. Well, maybe just a little bit more. I might get hungry later. It's just a little bit. It won't hurt. It's just a few more bites. Not a big deal. That is when you know that you are emotionally eating a little bit past enough. Yeah, enough is a decision, not an amount. It's something that you have got to decide I'm at enough. And here's the thing, Stacy. Sometimes you're going to get it wrong, either under or over. Either over or under. And I will tell you, here, I printed out the transcripts for week six of starts. Here, got it highlighted. I'll read it to you. Honoring enough is not a black and white rule. Notice the signal, stop eating. That's not how it works. Honoring enough is an emotional skill. You're not trying to force yourself to stop eating. You're learning how to listen, understand, and talk to the part of you that wants to keep going. That is the skill that you're developing. So when you start to hear those thoughts, Stacy, that's when you stop. That is your physical enough. When the negotiation starts and just a few more bites won't hurt and just a little bit more. And then when you say, wonder if I'm enough at enough, I'll go ahead and just eat a few more bites, see what happens. That's when you know you're at enough. So I want you this week, Stacy, to pay attention to when you physically have had enough and then when the negotiation starts, even if you don't know your cues quite for enough, look for the negotiation to start. When the negotiation starts, you're at enough. Okay. And then Corinne even says in this lesson, if you really are still wanting to work on enough, we have several things for you on the website. Number one, the START program under courses, week 5 and 6 is all about enough. It's 2 weeks on enough, which is so good. Then if you go under resources on the website, there is a stopping at enough. I don't know what it's called. It's a whole page, like a resource page. You can go back and listen to a lot of content about stopping at enough. We give you links to podcasts about stopping at enough, the best of Ask Coaches stopping at enough, like all the stopping at enough stuff. But I want you, Stacy, and you can even email me. You can email me support@pnptribe.com, click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page of the website, or just hit reply to any email I've ever sent you. Or you can go to Ask Coaches and work with them. If you want to, take that, bring it to me and we can work through it. Just let me know what you're noticing. Thank you, Penelope. I am rather brilliant when the negotiations see, I rock. Starbucks told me today. Cheers. I know. That's made my whole day. Can you tell? You can tell. Hey, Sandy. Jen, I'm in my maintenance range, 140 to 150, currently at 146. Put on a couple of pounds in the past week, having major fear of more regain. How do I work on removing that fear? You got to talk to it. So you need to make a list of all the thoughts you are having about regains. And then just what we just did. We just did this. You can go get the worksheet, or listen, I didn't even print out the worksheet. I just wrote it on this here sheet of paper, the answers to my questions. The three fears that you have about regain, why this time is going to be different, and then reframe those thoughts. Like that's literally what it takes. So your fear might be, I'm going to regain the weight, I'm going to fail again. Whatever it is, and then calm yourself. Why is this time different? I'm going to tell you, you can even go watch the Regain Reset under bonus courses. Well, it's under pathways. You can just type in Regain on the website. It's really, really good. So you can go find that course there and listen to that. Even the first video is so good. So try that, but write down your fears. Let's see. I'm learning how to figure out with a smiley face. You go, Julie, quick learning. But doesn't it feel better? And I'm struggling, or I'm learning how to figure out. Like, one, I'm learning how to fit. Look, now I'm going off on a tangent, Julie. I'm learning how to figure out puts us in problem solving mode. Do you see that? How amazing that is. And then I'm struggling with feels heavy. I mean, it really does feel lighter. It feels like curiosity. It feels like, I am figuring it out. I love it. Love it. Love it. Dealing with frustration with slow weight loss. That inner critic voice keeps blaring loud and clear. How can I effectively deal with it? Who decided it was slow? I mean, you get to decide if it's slow or if it's just normal. And I think a lot of times we compare the Atkins and all that other, when we would like literally go off of carbs and we would go off of like whatever, cut out entire food groups and starve ourselves and whatnot. I could go on Atkins, y'all, and I could drop 8 pounds in a week. I mean, you cut out all that stuff. Now I couldn't sustain it. And of course, I would always gain it all the way back, but I could lose it fast. So I think a lot of times when we're losing a half a pound to a couple pounds a week, and we are comparing it to the past, the way that we used to bullcrap diet, you want to make sure that you are not comparing yourself with that. Because we decided, like, we got unrealistic and unsustainable weight loss doing bullcrap. I mean, we've all done some kind of bullshit drink, like a shake and like don't eat anything and lost a ton of weight. We're like, ooh, this is what weight loss is supposed to feel like. But that's really not what it is. So try that and see. Who decides if it's slow? You're frustrated because you've decided it's slow. What if we decide that's how I lose weight? That's all you have to do. Yes, Darlene said, Corinne said, serve yourself the amount. When you look at it, you will say, no way this is going to be enough. Yeah, that's what enough is usually. Because we are so used to piling up our plate, right? We're so used to over-serving ourselves. And we're so used to eating way past enough and eating to full. Our just like slow weight loss, right? Our thoughts about it are skewed. If we can acknowledge that right now we're not a normal eater in weight gain, like we want to all be normal eaters. Normal eaters eat what they need and then they kind of sustain their weight at a healthy weight. If we're not a normal eater yet, which I think a lot of us can identify that we're not, maybe we are not a normal, like maybe our eyes are not normal either about judging how much food is what. And our goal is to become a normal eater, and maybe our goal for our vision is that we finally see what enough is. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I still serve myself on small plates. I still do it. I still do. And then my husband and I have decided we always split meals. And guess what? If we're still hungry, the restaurant will make us more food. That's the worst that happens. We have to order something else. I mean, that's literally the worst case scenario. We order another something. If we're wrong, or we can stop by somewhere and pick up a McDonald's on the way home. Or we can get something to eat when we get home. That's the worst thing that happens. So we got to give ourselves an opportunity to make it easy. Let's see. Oh, it's this month and no BS, Shannon. We're doing Finish What You Start, which was an older course on the website that I brought back to the forefront and busted it out of website jail and put it in the forefront. Oh, that's fine, Laura. You're here now. Let's see. Dawn, can we talk about our why? According to my habit tracker, I'm overeating or eating when not hungry 57% of the week. How does my why fit into this scenario? I'm supposed to say to myself, you're not hungry. And even though you have chocolate on your planner and you want some, you can't eat it because. Well, here's the thing. I can eat it right now if I want to, but I also, then you insert your why. But I also want to, I want my shorts to fit this year. Or I want to feel confident whenever I go on vacation or whatever. Here's the thing about whys. We all think that if we have the perfect why, it's going to make weight loss simple. Here's the thing, it does not. I'm sorry to burst your little bubble. When you are having an urge to have the chocolate that you know you're not hungry for, the chocolate just because it's on your plan, it probably feels very urgent. We'll say it's a 10 in urgency. If you have a why that you can pull out of your pocket, it will turn it down to about a 6, maybe a 5. So that gives you the opportunity to at least hear your thoughts and have a conversation with yourself. That is what the why is designed for. Okay. It's not to make it like, oh my God, now I don't even want that chocolate. No, that's not it at all. So, and that's why we need a bunch of whys. We'll get into whys next week, but we need a pocket full of whys because looking good in a bathing suit in October is not compelling enough. Girl, I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time, right? That does not, I mean, it's fine. But wanting, like, if I'm going to no BS camp and I want to walk down the airplane aisle straight without having to turn sideways, and camp is in October, then in July, that's going to be a compelling why. Like, whenever I was a dance mom, and one of my whys was to be able to fit into the seat in the auditorium, and we were coming up on dance season, that was a compelling why. But then, when dance season, after we had our recital and dance season was over, we had a whole nother year. I needed another why. I needed another why. Like, when I first joined, my why was I don't want to have high blood pressure, high triglyceride. I had all the highs. I don't want to go on medicine. So mine was like a negative why. I don't want those things. But the goal of the why is not to make it like, oh God, chocolate? What chocolate? I didn't even know there was chocolate. Like, it's not like that. But the other thing is, you just said here, here's the other thing that's making it hard. You're not hungry. And even though you have chocolate on your planner and you want some, you can't eat it. That is the problem right there. Because we do notice, narrate, pause, permission, right? We talk a lot about that inside of No BS. So I notice I'm wanting to eat this chocolate even though I'm not hungry. Narrate. I keep thinking it's planned. I should go ahead and eat it anyway. I keep thinking that it just tastes so good. I keep thinking whatever. Notice, narrate. Then you have a pause. You can even insert your whys into there. You know, I really do want to fit in that bathing suit this year. You know, I really do want to, whatever it is, your why. You know, I really do want to get on the scale this week and feel proud. That's my goal every week. I want to see the number down from last week. That's my why, whatever the why is. And then you've paused, and then you say, I can eat this chocolate, but I'm not eating it for hunger. This has given me an emotional release. Do I want to eat it or not? Because what happens is when you say, I can't eat it, that feels restrictive. And then we all rebels, y'all. You tell me I can't have it. I can have what I want to have. You can't tell me what I can and can't have. You can always have it. I used to always say, not right now. That's what I used to tell myself. You can have it, just not today, because you're not hungry for it. But you can have it. Let's see how you feel in an hour. Maybe you'll be hungry and then you can have it. But you know, here's where you want to make the shift. You're not hungry, and even though you have chocolate on your plan and you want some, right now I'm choosing not to eat it because, instead of I can't. Right? I'm choosing not to eat it because. Hashtag bitch got goals. Hashtag, I want to fit in the airplane seat. I don't want an extender because I want to walk straight up the aisle on the, that was my big one. Walk straight up the aisle on the airplane without turning sideways. Because I want to fit in the shorts that I wore last year. I mean, now in maintenance, that's what I, you know, that's what I always tell myself. Like, I want to wear the shorts I wore last year. I know my husband said, when you were overweight, you always bought new clothes every year. Now that you're in the same size every year, you still buy clothes every year. I still do buy clothes every year, but I do have my favorites. I keep pulling back out. So that's where you insert your why. But just watch for, I can't eat it because that makes it feel like, yeah, crappy. Crapola. Let's see. Oh, y'all take your own container? Where you take your container? Oh, you know, in Iran, little fun fact, you know, my husband's from Iran. When you get takeout from Iran, you take your own pots and pans and they fill them up at the place. They don't give you to go to containers. So if like his family ordered to go, like rice or whatnot, they take a big rice pot and then they take it in and that's how they get their food. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's how they do. They don't give you containers. So whenever you go pick up your food, you have to park your car, gather up all your pots and pans that you brought with you, and take it in. And then they fill it up for you, and then you load it up and take it back home. Yep. Let's see. Mary says, what if your physical enough is not going 4 to 5 hours? You might need to include a little bit more fat or protein in your whatever. And then that's, you might need to include or maybe take a couple more bites. Thank you, Kathy. My bangs are too long. She said she likes my hair. I'm going next week to get my hair cut. So now I can't get my bangs are too long. But it's gonna be okay. I'm making it work. And then I rode with my top down today, so that really messed me up. Really messed me up today. My hair was like just flew on back. So Sandy said, sorry, working with a new computer. Words are so true. Not an actual question, just a few words of encouragement. I had a really bad day, bad 7 to 10 day. My older brother went into the hospital for a couple of days and passed away. I'm so sorry. I had an emergency flight to Pittsburgh during the NFL draft weekend. Oh gosh, girl, that's a lot. I was beyond stressed. However, I put my earbuds in and listened to replays 365. Every time I went for the candy, I really thought about how this is going to help. Oh, of course, we ate out a ton, and I thought, instead of following everyone else, I chose to order healthy and made good choices. I got on the scale after spending 2 days driving home with my hubby. Again, made good choices, even when I was going through the hard feelings. I made sure I had lots of water. I want to thank all you ladies so much. You really don't know how much your replays can help someone in a time of stress and pain. Sandy, I have made it through this with a list of wins that I put in my little journal book that I have. I love that. I love that. Thank you, Sandy, for sharing that. Thank you. And I'm so sorry about your brother. That's so hard. Becca said, I ended 2025 working towards my goals and creating new habits with exercise. It was going great, but at the start of the year, I started struggling. You fell off your habits, right? I started to fall off my habits and I started to make choices that didn't align with my goals. That's my new favorite saying. Making choices that don't align with my goals. I like that. And I identified I felt overwhelmed and ended up just stopping. No plans, no runs, no journaling. Everything has felt heavy and a struggle. I know motivation comes and goes, but I'm not sure how to really build the consistency again. What advice do you have? I love that, Becca. So, was what you had crafted doable? Because a lot of times when you get overwhelmed, here's the thing. You're talking about at the end of the year. So we're talking about Christmas, Thanksgiving, all those things going on. You're shopping, you're buying, you're decorating, you got parties, you're doing all that stuff. What works for you in August and September may not work for you in November and December. So we're like, well, I've already been doing this, so I need to keep doing this. But every so often, you've got to check in with yourself, Becca, and ask, is this even doable right now? Because maybe it's not during that season. Maybe it's not during holiday season. Maybe your minimum baseline looks a little bit different. So give yourself a little bit of grace. You probably were doing some things that just weren't realistic and you were just trying to do them and add on all the extras. So now what you need to do is look at those things that you were doing and ask, what do I really miss? What would really, really move me forward? What could I add back in this week that would be super easy? And then you start to add those things back in one by one. And don't judge yourself. I always say this, like you have habits and then life happens and you don't pivot and whatever happens. But then you judge yourself. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going out walking, but I was running. Yeah, I'm going out walking, but I also need to stop it enough. I'm going out walking, but I need to, like, no. When you start to walk, you're like, I'm so glad I got back on track. I could have let this go another 6 months, and I didn't because I'm becoming a new person. You got to celebrate the steps you're taking forward, not beat yourself up for the things you were doing that you're not doing anymore. Because that's not going to get us anywhere. All you can do now is go back and look at it and learn from it. What can I learn from letting my habits fall off? What can I learn from that? Because that's all it really is about, Becca. It's about we're gonna make mistakes all the way down the scale. The road to weight loss is paved with thousands of mistakes. Overeats galore. That's how it works. So, what can you learn from them instead of judging them? What can you learn next time life gets overwhelming? What can you learn? What do you want to do next time? That's all it is. See, Sue, I wrote yesterday that I'm not struggling any longer. Well, good. We were on the same page, Sue. Me and you both. We got struggling on the brain. Now I'm looking at my choices and making decisions. I'm working in a small range of pounds up and down, more like maintenance consistently for months. I eventually want to lose more weight. However, it is my non-scale wins that I'm feeling happier about in my life. I'm working on having a happier mindset and lifestyle at a larger size, but every time I make a pivot or solid decision, I feel so much more confident about what is to come. Yay! Now, Sue, if you do want to get that scale moving, you let me know, right? Go to Ask Coaches or email me and let's look at your data and I'll help you figure that out if you want to. But I love, listen, it is all about loving ourselves, figuring out how to accept ourselves where we are. And then that is going to help you. Sue, if you love yourself at this weight, you'll be able to love yourself all the way down the scale, which is exactly how it works. I love it, love it, love it. Anonymous said, I recently had to go back on prednisone due to arthritis flare. I feel like a slug due to fatigue. Yeah. You know what? That steroid prednisone is either going to make you go crazy, whatever, wild in the streets, or you're just going to be sluggish, like a slug. I have to avoid gluten and nightshades and things like tomatoes because me to hurt, they cause you to hurt more. My weight is up and I'm so frustrated, mad because of this damn disease. Yes. So here you are. You are frustrated because you have it, but you have it. You know, I stayed frustrated at osteoporosis for a minute. I was frustrated. I think that's normal to be frustrated, but it's what you have. And then here's the thing. I have to avoid gluten and nightshades, like tomatoes, because they cause me to hurt. You don't have to avoid them. You could literally eat them and hurt. I'm sure there are people who have arthritis flares who still eat that stuff and they just choose to hurt. They're like, screw it. I don't care. I'm done. Doesn't matter anyway. I'm gonna hurt anyway. I might as well just eat this because I like them. But not you, Anonymous, right? You've got all the power. You're like, I'm gonna do the best I can. I'm pulling myself up by my bootstraps. And I might have arthritis, but by goodness, I'm gonna figure out how to make it as less painful as possible. That is my goal. I'm gonna do things that help me feel better. Do you feel that weight lift, Anonymous? That is so much better. That is so much better than I can't have. Because you can, I'm sure there's people with arthritis eating that all day, every day. I'm sure. I'm sure there are. Listen, I worked in a nursing home. I know they do. So that's where you want to focus your attention on. And then again, write down those thoughts. Go to Ask Coaches and write down your thoughts about your arthritis and let them help you work through it. It's probably things like it's not fair. If it's this bad now, I don't know how bad it's going to get. All of those things. And again, when you've got like a diagnosis or something you're working through, something big like that, I mean, of course, private coaching can work on little things too. But, you know, get on a private coaching interest call with me and see if private coaching might be able to help you. You can get under coaching on the website, private coaching, the very top, there's a link to my calendar. And you can hop on and meet with me for 15 minutes and we can talk about it. For things like that, if things like that are bothering you and it's slowing you down and private coaching is in the cards for you, then go ahead. Private coaching. There it is. Let's see. Anonymous says, I reached maintenance about 3 years ago and have since regained 6 to 7 pounds. Eating when not hungry is the main reason. I'm working on that, but I have run out of compelling whys. How do I find new whys? I felt better in my skin when I weighed 7 pounds less, but I don't beat myself up as I am now. It doesn't feel like a good enough reason to not grab that little snack when I'm not hungry. You need a whole plethora of whys. You need a whole bunch of whys. Go over to this month at No BS. Next week, we're talking about whys. You can go ahead and listen to that lesson. It's like 5 minutes, it's not even that long. And you can go ahead and start working on them. But It could, I mean, it can be anything, y'all. It doesn't just have to be like, I feel better in my clothes, which that's a great one, but you've got to have a lot. Like, I want to be able to get in and out of the floor more comfortably with my grandkids, right? I want to, I want to be a person who does not emotionally eat. Because if you're eating when you're not hungry, that means you're emotionally eating. I want to be able to handle my own emotions. I don't want to let food, I don't want to give food that job anymore. That's a really good why. I want to be an example of what is possible for my kids and my grandkids. I want to be able to model a normal eating relationship to people around me. I want to confidently walk into my closet every day and be able to try on, put on anything and nothing is uncomfortable. All of those. Like, you can just keep going and going and going about all the things that you want for yourself and how it relates to food. The two types of whys, Susie, it's a positive why, and I'm calling it a negative why. I don't think that's what we call it in the course, but one is like what you're running towards. Like, I want to be able to. I want to be able to, or I want to feel. Right? Like that's the one you're running towards. And then you've got the whys of what you don't want. Like I did whenever I joined OBS, my big one was I don't want to have to go on medicine. I do not want to have to go on metformin. One was, this was always mine. I don't want to have a, I want to get rid of the fear. I don't want to have a fear of sitting down in a chair and breaking it anymore. That was big for me. You know, them dead blame lawn chairs. How many of us, I mean, I have busted through more than one of them, honey. Busted through more than one of them. Positive and painful. Thank you, Sandy. Couldn't think of the words. Yeah. So the ones, so that's what they're called. That's what they're, Sandy, thank you for being my assistant today. But that is what you want. You want it, and you want a whole pocket full. Think about a big tote bag. You want a whole tote bag full of whys. And you just keep writing and writing and writing them. Yeah, I know. That's running to and running from. Stacey, you know I make up my own language up in here. You know. I know, like the tasty foods, how to eat tasty foods without losing control. Mine, I kept calling it, but it tastes so good. I just make up my own, you know, I just make up my own language. Meaningful wise, yes. Lori said, I joined at the end of last year. I listened to the podcast, but have not gone online to do any training. I have gained 2 pounds in the last few months and have not lost yet. I'm definitely having more awareness about my eating, but have not changed the actions I'm taking regarding my food. Where do I start? Oh, great question. 24-hour plan and stopping at enough both sound very difficult to initiate and continue. Okay. Have you gone, Lori, just put in the chat. Have you gone through the No BS weight loss course? Did you ever go through it? I mean, I know you're listening to, because there is a podcast of the No BS weight loss course. You have not. Then that's exactly where I would start. And it's on the podcast. You can go on nobswoman.com under resources and get the podcast of that. So you can take it on the go. You ain't even got to log into the website. The other thing, Lori, when I would just start over like a newbie, since you haven't even listened yet, like that's perfect. It's like fresh blood. I'm so excited for you. Yay. On the No BS weight loss course page on the website, you can go, when you log on, you'll see at the top of the No BS weight loss course page, it's the quick start guide. So when you first start going through, we don't want you planning at all. We want you to write down what you ate. And then did you like after the fact, like at the end of the day, it's totally fine. Or you could do it in the morning for the day before. What did I eat? So you don't plan or anything. You just, whatever you're going to eat, you just eat it. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? That's it. And then how much water did you get? And I think sleep's on there as well. So I want you to go do that. And then I want you to email me, Lori, and let me help you get going. Because you know, you got us right here. You can also email Ask Coaches if you want to, or post in Ask Coaches. But I want to make sure that you get set up and you get started. Okay. So, and I even wrote down your name. I might come find you. I might come hunting you down. Focus on the quick start guide first. Yeah, just download the quick start guide, or Lori, Listen, just like I did that worksheet today, just like I did that worksheet today, ain't no magic on that worksheet on the website. As hard as it is for us to make them fillable and whatnot, I just wrote the answers on a sheet of paper. You could open your notes app and just write, this is what I ate yesterday. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? Easy peasy. You can do it in a sheet of paper. Just go look at it and then make your own on a sheet of paper. Yeah, I'll hunt you down. See, that's what I'm saying. Lori, that's what I say all the time. I'm so glad you asked that question. That makes me so happy. That has made my Wednesday, Lori. Here's the thing. I did not know Lori. Lori has been here for since the end of the year, has never done the No BS weight loss course. There's no way I can know that. I can't know that until Lori says, hey, MJ, I have not done the No BS weight loss course. Can you help me get started? Here I am. I've literally written down her name on my sheet of paper. I'm gonna go find her. I'm gonna hunt her down. Why? Because she was brave enough to say, I need help. You've got to say that, or I can't hunt you down. Lori been sitting over there just floundering like a flounder. And until she raises her hand and says, help me, my hands are tied. Now, Lord help Lori, she has done freed my hands. Now I can track her down like a dog in the night. But until she tells me, I cannot track her down. I cannot find her. I cannot help her. I cannot hound her and bother her. But now I can because she raised her hand. That's what I want all of y'all to do. If you've not done the No BS weight loss course, if you are struggling, if you're not losing weight, God bless. Let me help you. But I don't know you need help. I'm literally not a psychic. I do know a lot of your thoughts for sure. I think y'all know that about me now. I think a lot of y'all think I live in your head, but I can't help you if you don't tell me you need help. I literally sit around all day waiting on somebody to say, help me. And then I help you. I mean, God bless. Just ask for help. Lori, I am proud of you. So proud. That is how you do it, Lori. Be like Lori. Everybody who is feeling behind, feeling overwhelmed, hasn't lost weight, hasn't logged onto the website, be like Lori. Be like Lori. Yes, Janet, be like Lori. Everybody be like Lori. Hashtag be like Lori. That's what we got to do. Because now I can help Lori. I can't help Lori. Lori just sitting over there just watching. Lori wants to be like Lori. Yes. Another Lori. Two Loris. But I can't help you if you don't tell me. Yes. Hashtag BLL. Be like Lori. Just tell me. I'll help you. I know Vern's on this call. She'll tell you. I answer. I'm in that help scout all the time. I woke up Monday. I had like 80 emails. You don't need data first, Leanne. You don't need data. Listen to me. You know. I know. Without data, you could literally go to and ask coaches and say, I don't have all my data yet, but I know I'm eating every night after dinner. I don't have any data yet, but I know I overeat at dinner every night. I don't have any data yet, but I know at 3 o'clock every afternoon, I am stopping by the candy desk. I need help. Let us help you with that while you get your data. You don't need perfect data to come to us. Because you know, listen, Lynn, you know where you're overeating. You know where you're overeating. You do not need a habit tracker. You do not need a habit tracker to tell me where you're overeating. I can tell you where I overeat. I know exactly when I overeat. I know. I don't need to write nothing down. You might not know every sneaky place. Maybe you know your bites, licks, and taste in every time you cook. Let us work on that. Yeah, collecting too much data keeps, there's not going to be a data course, but the thing is, you know where you need help. You don't need a month of data to tell us. We all know where we need help. And when you take data, when you write down data, you it's going to uncover other places that you need help. But in the meantime, we can be working on one place. Yeah, Jackie said, that is me. No data, and I overeat at dinner every night. Yeah. Have been grab assing at my daughter's house. Yes, Jackie, you got to take that to ask coaches or email me. Yeah, you do know your data. Girl, I do know. Y'all know your data. Now, you might not know all of it, like I said. And maybe you say 100% of the time I'm overeating at dinner, and you take data and it's 80% of the time I'm overeating at dinner, whatever it is. But you know where we can help you. All right. Let me step off my soapbox. Okay, I've stepped down. Anonymous, having medical issues, postmenopausal bleeding. Oh, that sucks. Going to the doc today, but been eating nonstop since it started over a week ago. Just scared because I made the mistake of Googling it and I'm scared. How can I find the why to stop this bucket train? My grandmother, when she was in her late 70s, she started postmenopausal bleeding. She'd have a DNC. Isn't that crazy? That happened to her too. But I do remember it was very, very scary. Here's the thing. This is what you tell yourself. You have to have a mantra. I don't know what's going on. Yes, it could be bad, but there are a lot of benign things that it could be too. And me worrying about which one it is not going to help me. I'm going to save all my mental energy until I find out exactly what's going on so that I can make an informed decision. Because there's nothing for me to decide right now. I don't know the answer. So there's nothing for me to decide. I have no decisions to make just now. The one decision I had to make was to go to the doctor, and I've made that decision. Yeah, it is scary. Just listen to your doctor. I had a fibroid. Yes. So it, just remind yourself, find the why. The why is I need to save my energy until I figure out exactly what's going on so I can make a plan. Yeah, don't Google, y'all. I say that and shoot. You know, I'm on ChatGPT the minute it happens, and I say, don't Google it. I tell everybody don't Google it. And here I am. I'm like the queen of the Googles. I got my best friend, girl, every day she got a brain tumor. Every little headache, she got a brain tumor. She always has a brain tumor. I'm like, get off of the Google. Get off of the Google. But yeah, and it's not always right. That is true. And the other thing is too, like start looking up. If you want to get on Google, say, what would be yeah, WebMD thinks you have cancer if you have a, yeah. What would be a benign diagnosis of postmenopausal bleeding? Go down that road. There's a lot of them. But when you go on Google and you're asking, what could this be? The only thing that leaps off the page is the bad things. That's the only thing that leaps off the page. But if you do want to Google, how could this be benign and not a big deal? But the truth of the matter is, you know nothing. You know nothing yet. There's nothing to think about. There's no decision to make. You're going to the doctor. You're going to get help. Let's see. And let us know, Anonymous, how that goes. But since these whys are down the line, how do I keep that as a daily compelling reason when it's not something that is immediate? Well, there's a lot of immediate. I want to go to bed proud. I don't want to feel stuffed in my pants today. That's another why. I want the scale to go down tomorrow. I want the scale to go down on Friday. I want to get one step closer to the person I'm becoming. I want to handle my own emotions today. They're not all down the road. They're not all down the road. My now brain will almost always override future brain. Basically, how can I strengthen my comfort with delayed gratification? I mean, you can have now wise and far wise. You can have both. You don't have to have just far off wise. You can have both. And you can tie them. I want to go to bed proud, or I want the scale to go down this week, which will also help me walk down the aisle of an airplane in 6 months from now. You can tie them together because they are all related. Christina, I'm working on adding in more veggies, fruit into my beige diet to help me feel better. It brings up thoughts about dieting restriction. I think because I have been using food for comfort and I don't consider fruits and vegetables as comfort foods. Oh, that's very interesting. My thought is, oh no, how will I comfort myself now? How can I reframe my thoughts into something that is more powerful, more empowering? This is the first step to never having to comfort myself with food. I want to be a person who does not comfort myself with food. And this is one way to make it easy. I'm going to eat vegetables and fruits because that is not going to create comfort. And then we got to dig into comfort eating. Why do you want it so badly to create comfort? What are you doing for yourself to create that comfort? How are you comforting yourself? How are you loving yourself in other ways other than food so that we can start unwinding that eating for comfort? That's another great question. Let's see. I have been a member since August 2021. I feel like following the program has just become a part of who I am and what I do. I feel like I don't have any whys anymore. I wonder if finding some whys would help me make more progress. What do you think about that? 100%. 100%. Because when you're putting food away, why? I mean, you've got comfort in the moment, but then if you don't have any reason to put down the food, we all need whys. Why is it important? I mean, like, I have whys for work. I don't name them, right? Like, I don't always sit around talking about my whys, but like, I could literally have just ditched y'all and laid around in the bed and watched Ransom Canyon. I got one episode left. It's so good. If you've not watched it, it's a very good show on Netflix. I got one episode left. I could just lay around and watch Ransom Canyon. But my why is because I love y'all, number one. My why is because every day I come to work, I feel like I'm giving a thank you to Corinne, which I feel like I could do every day for the rest of my life. My why is because I do like my paycheck. You know, I like my retirement. That's my why. You know, and my negative why, I think my husband's way in yonder. He can't hear me now, but he's getting ready for work. What needs not work? I can't not work because then I'd be stuck with him all the time. Good Lord. That's crazy. So, I mean, you know, I have a lot of whys. I don't state them, but that is what gets me up in the morning. You know, and my why is to help my daughter pay for dental school. It's another why. So poor Mike, I know. You know what though? He has been very nice to me lately. He's helped me plant a garden. We have become gardeners. I got squash and all kinds of things out there, watermelons and tomatoes, and we planted a garden. We're gardeners now. You're welcome. We already ate lettuce. We ate a salad from our garden. Already. I'm so excited. I've always wanted to be a gardener. I always wanted a garden, and here we are gardening. Oh, Darlene said he brought you to our RV. Yes, Mike Sharifi did bring me to the RV. Let's see. Okay. Gina said, "Will you please talk about habit share? I finally added that to my day and it's a game changer. And at my age, I finally even have a good day and a night skincare routine with it. What do you want me to talk about? Because it sounds like you have figured it out. I mean, it sounds like you have figured it out. You're doing great. I know. I told my best friend the other night, we went Friday. I went out to dinner Friday and I overserved myself just a tiny bit on an accident. I mean, I think it was on an accident. We were just having a good time and I was overserved. And I even told my best friend on Saturday, I said, you know what? Even though I was overserved on Friday, I still came home and washed my face. I sure did. I called her to tell her because, you know, I like to brag on myself sometimes. I was like, that's how much of a habit it's become. I was so proud of myself. I was so proud. Even overserved, I still washed my face. It was lovely. And it sounds like you're figuring it out. I'm going to tell you something. The habit share, it has helped me so much. Anonymous says, hi, MJ, you're my birthday twin. March 29th, unite. Anyhow, do you have any tips for trying to curtail the craving for something sweet every time I finish a meal? I'll answer that. Habit Share is this app on Apple, and I just used it all the time. It's called Habit Share. It's a free app, and it's a blue square with a check mark on it. So you just Google Habit Share, And it's really good. You can track like what, you know, breakfast, waited for hunger, stopped at enough. Lunch, waited for hunger, stopped at enough. And I used it too, to track, did I wash my face? Because I was trying to get in the habit of washing my face because I never had washed my face consistently. And then I also did it for taking my vitamins. So you can really use it for anything you want to use it for. Oh, and they do have it on Android. Thank you, Mary. So here's the thing. I wonder if what happens, Anonymous, if you just say, I'm just, you got a couple choices. You could either eat a little less at your meal and include chocolate every day after a meal. I heard Corinne say this yesterday on a call. She co coached about this, but she was like, I'm not going to throw away my good chocolate. Like, whatever you're eating every day after lunch is not special anymore. It's just not. It's something you have all the time. So, number one, is it a habit? You want to establish, is this a habit? Could this just be a habit that I've created and one that you want to break? And just like with any habit that you're breaking, it's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable at first. Like, if you, I always use nail biting because I was a nail biter. And like, I bit my nails my whole life until the year I got married. So, I quit biting my nails when I was 20 because I got married when I was 20. So, that was 32 years ago. But guess how hard it was? Guess how long it took me? Guess how many times I still do you have to decide, is it even a habit? And then do you want to, for something that's not special, do you want to give that, you know, a place in your belly, velvet rope? Is it velvet rope worthy what you're eating? Because everything got to earn its place in club belly. It's just got to. We ain't letting in a riffraff. I mean, is this riffraff chocolate or is it like Godiva chocolate? Like, what is it? Is it worth it? Is it a habit? And then what emotion is it giving you? Is it delaying your getting back to work at lunch? What is it? Like, we got to figure out what it's giving you. If it's, because it could just be a habit, right? If it's just a habit, then that's like, I'm just not, I'm, this is a habit I'm working on changing. I'm working on changing this habit. Is it going to be uncomfortable? Yes, just like when I decided not to bite my nails anymore. It was uncomfortable. It just was. It took some thought, took some practice. But I mean, that's what you kind of have to decide. Oh, Mary has 12 dark chocolate kisses daily for her. I love that. What advice do you have for someone that just can't seem to get started? Why is making a plan so hard? I wouldn't make a plan. If you're not ready to make a plan, don't make a plan. Use that quick start tracker. Write down what you ate at the end of the day. Did you wait for hunger? Stop it enough? That's y'all, you can follow a plan. You can write a plan. You can write it to the best of your ability. And you can follow it to a T and you can overeat every meal and never lose weight. Magic getting in the plan. Now, there's a lot of benefits to the plan. Do not get me wrong. And I would love for everybody to plan. However, like I don't write a daily plan. We food prep on Sundays. Like we cooked on Sunday and we will literally eat it all week long. Whatever we cooked on Sunday, now we did go out for Cinco de Mayo last night. And we knew that. So we food prep less. So I don't really write a plan. I got what I got in this house. I knew I was going out to dinner on Tuesday, and we go out to dinner every Friday with our friends. The rest of the time, we eat whatever's here. So, whenever I grocery shop, that's basically my plan. I don't go out and get other things. I did go get this today, my Starbucks, but I usually don't. I just happen to be out. Usually, I'm chained to this desk. But that's the thing. It's just, you know, don't make a plan. Let's get you into doable hunger. Get your, starts getting a little bit of weight loss for you, then that's going to make you want to do other things. It's going to help you build momentum. If you're stuck on something and it is just not working for you, and we've got an easier way to do it, at least to get started, to get you into some action, let's do that. God bless. Let's just do that. So much easier. And probably the reason making a plan is so hard, it's probably not making a plan. I'm going to tell you what's hard about making the plan. I'm about to get in y'all's head when I say I'm not psychic. About to get in your head. Just wait. You sit down and look at your planner and you know what you want to eat. It's fried chicken, McDonald's, whatever it is, spaghetti. I got spaghetti this week for dinner. It's whatever. And then you look at that and you're like, then the judgment comes. You can't eat that and lose weight. You should be planting more vegetables. You should be eating more fruit. You don't have any much protein on there. Remember that time you did Atkins? You got carbs on there. Remember when you did Atkins and you lost weight cutting out carbs? Should you really be planting all those carbs? That's what makes planning hard. It's the judgment of wanting yourself to make a should plan or writing down your should plan when you know you don't want to eat any of that anyway. That's what makes it hard. It's the judgment and the thoughts that you have when you write down the plan. Whether you're writing down what you want, it's the judgment of what you should be eating, or you're writing down your should plan that you have brought along from old diets. And then the judgment of, but I don't want to eat that. That sucks. I don't want to eat like that. I don't like any of that stuff. That is the problem. It's the judgment. Is there a good resource for eating because of avoidance? Yes. So it's that notice, narrate, pause, permission. Right? You're eating for procrastination. So when you're thinking about like procrastination, a thought that always gets me out of it is, if I don't do it now, I'm putting it on my future self's to-do list. Does she want to do it at 5 o'clock tonight? No, she absolutely does not. Like, that's always a great question. But it's that notice, narrate, pause, permission. I notice that I'm wanting to eat. You're noticing. And I'm thinking, narrate. I keep thinking I don't want to do this thing. I keep thinking that this thing is going to be hard. I keep thinking that I just want to sit here a little bit longer. And then you pause. Now I can get up and go do that thing now, or I can eat a snack and then go do the thing. Either way, I'm going to do the thing. And you give yourself that permission. Yes, if your question was not answered, go to Ask Coaches. Because we still have several. Oh, Diane said, where was notice, narrate, pause, permission? It's everywhere on the website. I don't remember what course is it in. Does anybody know what course it was in? I think it was in Eat Tasty Foods You Love Without Losing Control. I know that. Let's see. Janet said, yeah, I do have a lot of questions left. I need your help. I make a plan each morning, but I choose other foods instead. I'm staying between the same 5 pounds. I'm ready to start from the beginning again. You don't need to start from the beginning. We are not going to Jedi erase your mind. You know the four basics. You do not have to go back to the beginning. I am not a man in black with their little memory glasses. I'm not doing that. You don't need to go back to the beginning. You could probably, Janet, if I had $100 of my money, I could probably pull you up on this stage right here with me and you could teach a class on the four basics. You don't need to go back to the beginning. You can go through the START course. That's what we always tell people. If you've been through the No BS Weight Loss course and you are wanting to, like a little bit of like a reboot, the START course is where you're going to go. It's under courses on the website. But here's the thing. That you're saying, I make a plan each morning, but I choose other foods instead, and I'm staying between the same 5 pounds. That's not the problem. You're overeating. It's not that you swap your planned food for another food and you're eating it when you're hungry and stopping at enough. If you were doing that, you wouldn't be in the same 5 pounds. It's not the plan and not following the plan that is creating the weight stall. It is the overeating that is creating the weight stall. So, but here's the thing. Could it come from thoughts about not following the plan? 100% it could. Well, I didn't follow my plan anyway. Day's gone. Might as well. And then you overeat because you're like, well, whatever. We've got to identify that. Where is the overeating coming from? And if you're not following your plan, what do you need to put on the plan so that you can follow it? Do you need to start off making choices? You know, give yourself two or three choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Make it like a menu. Now, Janet said, you're right, girl. You know why? Because I rock. Yep. I'm riding that horse as long as it's going to take me. Let's see. So take this rest of these to ask coaches. There is still like 10 of y'all. Yeah, Janet says she's gonna try the menu option. All right. Take these to ask coaches. Lori, Holden, be like Lori. I expect to hear from you. MJ does rock. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. All right. I'm going to continue on with my favorite day of the week, Wednesday, and I will see y'all next Wednesday. For all of you who are mothers, happy Mother's Day. For all of you who have mothers, happy Mother's Day. And I will see y'all next week. Bye, y'all.